Several years ago, Gary Larson had a Far Side cartoon in which he depicted a boneless chicken ranch. In that cartoon, chickens were draped over a fence and lying flat on the ground, strewn limply in various positions and forms. The chickens had no integrity. And yet, this is what many of us imagine when we think of relaxation. Relaxation, however, is not the absence of integrity, but rather the presence of integrity. It is not the loss of effort, but rather the ability to use just the right amount of effort. It is not the absence of tension, but rather the absence of excess tension. Relaxation, then, is an art form, a dance of proper engagement with the movement at hand, no more, no less. In our lives, we tend to move at a rapid pace. At the same time, we are taking in enormous amounts of stimulation. Without awareness, we hold and use our bodies as if being attacked by a hungry tiger was a permanent threat. We are engaged to do constant battle. This dance takes an enormous toll on our body and the quality of our lives. We simply are not created to live in this way. We bring too much of us to the moment. Instead of being in ease, our bodies are in an almost constant stance of dis-ease. The opportunity of taking daily time to practice relaxation is a step into the ease that so many of us are desiring. Relaxation restores balance, replenishes energy, and gives an inner sense of self-power. Relaxation helps us slow down and respond to life with balance and skill, centered and at ease. Imagine for a moment how your body would feel if when you walked, you used only the necessary muscles for that activity. The neck, shoulders, and jaw, so often engaged and held tight for no apparent reason, would be soft and easily flowing in the movement of walking. Or in sitting, you could distinguish just enough muscular effort to hold yourself upright, and the rest of your body would be light and effortless. Imagine all the effort that normally goes into holding tension in unnecessary places, being freed up for other things, such as the body's natural ability to heal itself. Imagine as you set aside practice times to relax, that your body begins to memorize this feeling sensation and begins to take this ability to all aspects of your life. This practice alone could bring increased vitality and health, as well as increased quality to your days and your years. I invite you to get curious about just how much vitality you can experience, just how good you can feel by exploring and practicing the art of relaxation. On the following two tracks, you will be led through two different systematic ways of practicing relaxation. Both practices engage the first level of relaxation, learning to relax your muscles. I will guide you systematically through the body, inviting you to bring awareness from head to toes. You will be invited to release tension while maintaining a deep, smooth breath. The second practice involves first tensing the muscle and then releasing it. This allows you to grow your awareness of that part of the body and to notice the contrast between tension and relaxation in each of the various muscle groups. This practice helps to counteract restlessness and to bring a greater sense of ease to the body. As I guide you to tense a certain part of your body, coordinate it with the breath by inhaling. As I guide you to relax a certain part of your body, coordinate it with the exhalation. Even though you are creating tension on purpose, it is still a gentle tightening. Do not tense your muscles to the point of shaking. As you become more adept at this practice, you can begin to make the movement more and more subtle. Breath plays an important role in relaxation. The chest remains still as you breathe. The breath happens at the belly, creating an expansion as the breath enters the body and a contraction as the breath leaves the body. Practicing slowing the breath, as well as removing any jerkiness or pauses in the breath, is an important aspect of releasing the body from the prison of tension we have put it in. The position for these relaxation practices is called Shavasana, or corpse pose, because it is the position where the body requires the least effort to be. Lie down on your back with the legs and arms about 45 degrees from the body, palms are up, feet comfortably turned out. Don't be afraid to take up space. You may need a small pillow under your neck and or under your knees. Cover up with a blanket for comfort if needed, and use an eye pillow to allow the eyes an extra rest. Now you are ready to begin. Lie in Shavasana, the corpse pose, on a comfortable place on the floor. Bring your knees into your chest and give yourself a hug. Now gently place the soles of the feet to the floor and then slide your feet to the corner of your mat or out until they are about 18 inches apart, the feet gently turning outward. The back stays snuggled comfortably to the floor, the arms away from the body, palms up. Take your awareness to the breath at the belly. Place the little finger of your right hand on your navel and the rest of the fingers of your right hand spread widely apart over your belly. Notice the expansion of the belly under your fingers as the breath enters the body and the contraction of the belly as the breath leaves the body. Place your left hand on the chest. There is no movement of breath here. The hand is still. After a few more breaths, let the hands return to the floor, about 45 degrees from the body, palms up. Your awareness is still at the belly as you gently watch the breath breathe the body. Release any need to control the breath. Simply let the breath breathe the body. You may be aware of nourishment entering the body with each inhalation and a cleansing sensation as the breath leaves the body, carrying with it waste and unwanted tension. Now rest your awareness at the forehead, softening the forehead so it is smooth as silk. Soften the eyebrows, eyelids. Let the eyes sink deep into their sockets. Soften the cheeks, the jaw. Let the tongue rest gently on the lower palate. Soften the neck. Let the shoulders melt down into the floor. Follow the melting sensation down through the arms, the hands, the fingers. Your fingers will naturally cup toward the palm. bring your awareness to the heart center in the center of the chest. Be aware of the heart muscle itself, beating steadfast. Allow this action to be easy and effortless, inviting the heart muscle itself to be soft. Travel to the bottom of the rib cage, just under the heart, the area of the diaphragm. Allow the diaphragm muscle to be soft, bringing an even easier and freer breath. Travel down to the belly. Invite all the organs inside the abdominal cavity to be soft as they carry out their various functions in ease and in harmony. Take this softness down into the hips. Invite ease deep into the hip sockets. Experience a melting and gentle opening of the hips from deep within. Let this melting flow down into the large muscles of the upper legs, down through the knees and lower legs, and into the feet and toes. See your entire body letting go and sinking deeper into the floor. Surrender to the subtle pull of gravity, as if you are being tenderly held by the earth. Let a sense of warmth and heaviness in the muscles continue to sink you deeper into letting go. Trust and release, being aware of the places the back of the body is touching the floor, and inviting the front of the body to sink into the back of the body. All the muscles are warm and heavy, surrendering to gravity and the arms of the earth. Now begin to follow the breath through the body, exhaling down to the soles of the feet and inhaling from the soles of the feet to the crown of the head, being aware of muscles, organs, tissues, veins, and bones as you move with the breath through the body, slow and easy. The next time your breath passes through your belly, allow your awareness to rest at the belly, watching the breath breathe the body, following the inhalation and the exhalation as you would the waves of the ocean. Know that the body is refreshing and renewing itself during this time of ease, and be in appreciation as you watch the breath breathe the body. The next time you inhale, gently bring your knees to your chest and wrap your arms around your legs and give yourself a hug. You may wish to massage your lower back by moving gently in little circles, first in one direction and then the other. Then stretch long and luxuriously. Stretch wherever your body takes you. Again, bring your knees into your chest and gently roll over on your left side, all tucked into yourself, resting easily in this position. Notice how your body feels and make a memory of this experience of relaxation, inviting your body to be here more and more often. Keeping your belly towards the floor, begin to bring yourself up slowly and mindfully by placing the right hand on the floor and using both hands to slowly curl your trunk up and into a comfortable cross-legged position. As you sit for a moment in this position, notice the sense of air on your skin. Notice any internal or external sound. Notice the taste in your mouth. Notice any smells. Be aware of all these sensations equally at the same time. Open your heart in gratitude and honor the divine. Invite yourself to stay in this place of ease and peace with yourself as you move into your next activity and continue to practice the art of relaxation. Namaste. Lie in Shavasana, the corpse pose, on a comfortable place on the floor. Bring your knees into your chest and give yourself a gentle hug. Now gently place the soles of the feet to the floor and then slide your feet to the corner of your mat or out until they are about 18 inches apart. The feet gently turning outward. The back stays snuggled comfortably to the floor, The arms away from the body, palms up. Take your awareness to the breath at the belly. Place the little finger of your right hand on your navel and the rest of the fingers of your right hand spread widely apart over your belly. Notice the expansion of the belly under your fingers as the breath enters the body and the contraction of the belly as the breath leaves the body. Place your left hand on the chest. There is no movement of breath here. The hand and the chest are still. After a few breaths, let the hands return to the floor, about 45 degrees from the body, palms up. Your awareness is still at the belly as you gently watch the breath breathe the body. Release any need to control the breath. Simply let the breath breathe the body. You may be aware of the nourishment entering the body with each inhalation and a cleansing sensation as the breath leaves the body, carrying with it waste and unwanted tensions. Now take your awareness to your left leg. As you inhale, tighten only the left foot. As you exhale, release. Inhale and tighten the left calf. Exhale and release. Inhale and tighten the left thigh. Exhale and release. Inhale and tighten the left hip joint. Exhale, release. Now inhale and tighten the entire left leg, keeping the rest of the body soft. Exhale and completely release and relax. And notice the left leg. Now take your awareness to your right leg. As you inhale, tighten the right foot. As you exhale, release. Inhale and tighten the right calf. Exhale and release. Inhale and tighten the right thigh. Exhale and release. Inhale and tighten the right hip joint. Exhale and release. Now inhale and tighten the entire right leg, keeping the rest of the body soft. Exhale and release, relaxing the whole right leg along with the entire body. And noticing the right leg. Take your awareness to the left arm. As you inhale, tighten only the left hand. And as you exhale, release. Inhale, tightening the left forearm. Exhale, release. Inhale, tightening the left upper arm. Exhale, release. Inhale, tightening the left shoulder joint. Exhale and release. Now inhale and tighten the entire left arm, keeping the rest of the body in ease. Exhale and release and relax. And notice the left arm. take your awareness to the right arm. As you inhale, tighten the right hand only. Exhale and release. Inhale, tightening the right forearm. Exhaling, release. Inhaling, tightening the right upper arm. Exhale, release. Inhale, tightening the right shoulder joint. Exhale, release. Now inhale and tighten the entire right arm, keeping the rest of the body soft and relaxed. Exhale and release, and relax the right arm also. And notice the right arm. Now take your awareness to the buttocks. And as you inhale, tighten the buttocks. And as you exhale, release. Move your awareness up to the belly. And as you inhale, tighten the belly. And as you exhale, release. Move your awareness up to the chest. And as you inhale, tighten the chest. And exhale and release. Now as you inhale, tighten the entire trunk, buttocks, belly, chest. And as you exhale, release. And notice the entire trunk, buttocks, belly, chest, relaxed and in ease. Inhale as you raise the eyebrows and stretch the face. Exhale as you squish the face towards the nose. And again, inhale as you raise the eyebrows and stretch the face. And exhale as you squish the face towards the nose. Now relax the face and the head completely. Now you will sequentially tighten and relax the entire body. Inhale as you squeeze feet and hands, adding the lower legs and arms, and the upper legs and arms, adding the buttocks, belly, chest, and finally the head and face, raising the eyebrows. And exhale as you relax the face and the head, the chest, the belly, the buttocks, the upper arms and legs, the lower arms and legs, the hands and the feet. We will repeat this again. Inhaling as you squeeze the feet and hands, lower legs and arms, upper legs and arms, buttocks, belly, chest, head, face. And exhale as you relax face, head, chest, belly, buttocks, upper arms and legs, lower arms and legs, and finally the hands and the feet. And one last time. Inhale as you squeeze feet and hands, adding the lower legs and arms, upper legs and arms, buttocks, belly, chest, finally the head and face, raising the eyebrows, and exhale as you relax the face and the head, the chest, the belly, the buttocks, the upper arms and legs, the lower arms and legs, and finally the hands and feet. Allow yourself to be in the ease of your entire body at rest, noticing the experience. Let the breath wash over you, every inhalation bringing vitality, nourishment, and freshness, every exhalation releasing tension, toxins, and negativity. The next time you inhale, gently bring your knees to your chest, wrapping your arms around your legs, and give yourself a hug. Then stretch long and luxuriously. Stretch wherever your body takes you. Again, bring your knees into your chest and gently roll over on your left side, all tucked into yourself, resting in this position. Notice how your body feels and make a memory of this experience of relaxation, inviting your body to be here more and more often. Keeping your belly towards the floor, begin to bring yourself up slowly and mindfully by placing the right hand on the floor and using both hands to slowly curl your trunk up and into a comfortable cross-legged position. Take your time. As you sit for a moment in this cross-legged position, notice the sense of air on your skin. Notice any internal or external sound. Notice the taste in your mouth. Notice any smell. Be aware of all these sensations equally and at the same time. Open your heart in gratitude and honor divinity. Invite yourself to stay in this place of ease and peace with yourself as you move into your next activity and continue to practice the art of relaxation. Namaste. The point-to-point sweep practice is a practice for the autonomic nervous system. The body is kept relaxed and the mind alert as you purposefully change the length of breath. In the beginning of the practice, the whole body is breathed with a deep and slow breath. As the practice continues to include less and less of the body, the breath will become more shallow and rapid, eventually returning to the deep, slow breath as the whole body is once again included. As you are guided from the toes to the head and back to the toes, allow your breath to be full and deep and your whole mind to be included. As the points on the body become a shorter distance, allow the breath to also become shorter, yet always remaining smooth and easy. This is a particularly sweet practice when your mind feels dull and your body heavy. As your awareness follows the breath through the body, the cleansing and nourishing properties of the breath are enhanced. The placement of the breath in different parts of the body systematically creates balance and harmony within the five functions of prana, the life energy of the breath. Lie in Shavasana on the floor, with an eye pillow and light blanket if desired. Attend first to the body by systematically moving from the head to the trunk to the legs and feet, releasing any and all excess tension. Invite the body to feel heavy and sink into the earth with a sense of safety, well-being, and trust. Take a moment to set your intention for this time, allowing the intention itself to shift your heart towards a higher goal. Honor the divine, inviting the presence of the divine into your practice. Turn your awareness to the breath at the belly and watch the breath breathe the body ever so easily, noticing the slight expansion as the breath enters the body and the slight contraction as the breath leaves the body. For the moment, there is nothing to do except watch the rhythm of the inhalation and the exhalation and the experience of being breathed. Then begin to exhale through the body to the toes and inhale through body from the toes to the crown of the head. Continue this movement, allowing the breath to be slow and deep, and following the breath evenly through the body with your awareness. The next time you exhale, exhale to the ankles and inhale from the ankles to the crown of the head. Fill only the space from the ankles to the crown of the body with breath, sweeping with your awareness and breath from ankles to crown and crown to ankles, deep and slow, a continuous rhythmic sweep of the body. The next time you exhale, exhale to the knees and inhale from the knees to the crown of the head, following the breath with your awareness, knees to crown, crown back to knees, in a continuous cycle, rhythmic and slow. The next time you exhale, exhale to the tip of the spine and inhale to the crown of the head. Now you are filling the part of the body from tailbone to crown with breath. You will notice the breath becoming less deep as there is less of the body to breathe through. The next time you exhale, exhale to the navel point and inhale to the crown, continuing to follow the breath with your awareness, rhythmically breathing the part of the body from navel point to crown and back. The next time you exhale, exhale to the heart center and inhale to the crown of the head, breathing the body from heart center to crown and back. The next time you exhale, exhale to the hollow of the throat and inhale from the hollow of the throat to the crown of the head. The breath will be more rapid and shallow as it covers a much shorter distance of the body. Next time you exhale, exhale from the crown to the nostrils and inhale from the nostrils to the brow point. The breath will be barely audible, breathing only the space from nostrils to brow point. Exhale from the brow point to the hollow of the throat and inhale from the hollow of the throat to the crown of the head. Continuing to follow the breath with your awareness, breathing throat to crown in a continuous rhythm. And exhale from the crown to the heart center, inhaling back to the crown. Breathing heart to crown. Exhaling from crown to navel point, inhaling back to crown. As you include more of the body, the breath will begin to become slower and deeper. Exhale from crown to tip of the spine and inhale back to the crown, breathing a continuous rhythm between tailbone and crown. Exhaling from crown to knees and inhaling back to the crown. The breath is longer as it includes the area of the body from knees to crown in a continuous sweep. Exhaling from crown to ankles, inhaling back to crown. Noticing the body, ankles to crown, as the breath moves through. exhale from the crown to the toes, inhaling back to the crown. Experience the body as if it were a hollow reed, as the breath sweeps through the whole body from head to toe, slowly and deeply, including the whole body in its rhythmic gifts of nourishment and release. Your whole body is breathing. Every cell is alert with life, yet the movement is effortless. The next time your breath moves through your belly, allow it to stay there and let the breath once again begin to breathe the body. You are now the watcher of the experience, of the exchange of breath and body, the dance of inhalation and exhalation. Let this breath expand simultaneously to all the parts of your physical body, feeling the whole body bounded by the skin. Begin to wiggle your toes and your fingers. Rotate your ankles and your wrists. Stretch your body however it wishes. Bring your knees into your chest and give yourself a gentle hug. Remaining tucked, roll over gently on your left side and allow yourself to rest easily for a moment. Notice the alert ease running through your body. Take a moment to memorize the experience. Stay as long as you wish to notice and be in the experience of the moment. Namaste. In the practice of 61 points, I will lead you through 61 specific points in the body, asking you to visualize a blue star or a blue flame as clearly as you can at each of the points. If you are a kinesthetic person, you may wish to feel the warmth of the point instead. You will keep your awareness only at the point I am saying in the moment. This is a practice of concentration while the body is left in an easy, relaxed position. The benefits of this practice are many. You may find parts of your body that you have lost touch with, either through surgery, an accident, or habit. This practice begins to bring energy and awareness to these forgotten places. It also brings you into a theta state from which creativity is accessed, giving the mind a focus point with the gentleness of the color blue. Allows the mind to relax peacefully. As you grow your ability to concentrate and this practice becomes familiar, you can begin to practice your way to spending more and more time at each point until you reach 1 full minute of awareness at each of the 61 points. For ease in guiding the practice, I will direct you by saying blue star. Now you are ready to begin. Lie in Shavasana with an eye pillow and light blanket if desired. The palms are facing upward towards the sky. Attend first to the body by systematically moving from the head to arms and trunk into the hips, legs, and feet, releasing any and all excess tension. Invite the body to feel heavy and sink into the earth with a sense of safety, well-being, and trust. Take a moment to set your intention for this time, allowing the intention itself to shift your heart towards a higher space. Honor the divine, inviting the presence of the divine into your practice. Turn your awareness to the breath at the belly and watch the breath breathe the body ever so easily, noticing the slight expansion as the breath enters the body and the slight contraction as the breath leaves the body. For the moment, there is nothing to do except watch the rhythm of the inhalation and the exhalation and the experience of being breathed. Take your awareness to the brow point and visualize a blue star as perfect and clear as you can. Allow your attention to be effortless and yet one-pointed, staying with the clarity of a perfect blue star. Now visualize a blue star at the hollow of the throat. At the right shoulder joint. Thumb side of the right elbow. Thumb side of the right wrist. Tip of the thumb on the right hand. Tip of the index finger. Tip of the middle finger on the right hand. Tip of the ring finger. Tip of the little finger on the right hand. Little finger side of the right wrist. Little finger side of the right elbow. Right shoulder joint. Hollow of the neck. Left shoulder joint. Thumb side of the left elbow. Thumb side of the left wrist. Tip of the thumb on the left hand. Tip of the index finger. Tip of the middle finger on the left hand. T- tip of the ring finger. Tip of the little finger on the left hand. Little finger side of the left wrist. Little finger side of the left elbow. Left shoulder joint. Hollow of the throat. Heart center. The right nipple. Heart center. The left nipple. The heart center. Navel point. Top of the pubic bone. The right hip joint. Big toe side of the right knee. Big toe side of the right ankle. Tip of the right big toe. Tip of the right next toe. Tip of the middle toe on the right foot. Tip of the next toe. Tip of the little toe on the right foot. Little toe side of the right ankle. Little toe side of the right knee. Right hip joint. Top of the pubic bone. Left hip joint. Big toe side of the left knee. Big toe side of the left ankle. Tip of the big toe on the left foot. Tip of the next toe. Tip of the middle toe on the left foot. Tip of the next toe. Tip of the little toe on the left foot. Little toe side of the left ankle. little toe side of the left knee. Left hip joint. Top of the pubic bone. Navel point. Heart center. Hollow of the throat. And brow point. Now see your whole body connected with energy and brilliantly lit as a constellation in the sky, all 61 points shining like stars in a constellation. You are a child of the light. Know yourself as a child of the light. Return your awareness to the breath at the belly. Send the breath to the parameters of your physical body, bounded by skin. Wiggle your toes and fingers. And gently bring your knees to your chest, giving yourself a hug. Roll over gently in a tucked position onto your left side and allow yourself to stay here as long as you wish, being fully in the experience. Namaste. Use the following time of relaxing music to explore relaxation in your own body. Be creative and fresh as a small child in wonder and exploration.